Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier is here, too. Jim is a great member of our Brain Trust management consultant specializing in management and leadership training. He's an organizational development and strategic exploration expert. He's the director of training for the Joe Barker Strategic Exploration Tools Organization. He's our good friend, Jim Schreier. Welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Jim, one of my favorite stories is attributed to Cato, the great Roman statesman from a couple thousand years ago, and he was learning Greek at the age of around 83 or 4, and somebody questioned why he would learn Greek at his age. He said, "It's the youngest age I have left."
That's a great quote.
And that I read that quote probably over 20 years ago, and it's really inspired me. And I'm not 84, but you know, it's closer than it used to be. And I just don't want to stop learning. I don't want to stop finding out. I still want to know how things work. And,
yep, and absolutely.
I hope I never lose my curiosity.
Absolutely. And I was driven by the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
I read that book.
Yep. Richard Bach. It actually is the origin of the name of my company, because the quote that hit me from that book many, many, many years ago was, "He flew out way beyond the far cliffs. He learned more each day." Mm-hmm. And that became my motto, and it's been my motto for probably 50 years. And it's like, okay, what do I get to learn today?
Right. Yeah, no, I've read that book, and then I read all the Richard Bach books.
Absolutely.
Which are awesome. But so what do you think? Let's talk about when we talk about learning this year. It's a big topic, isn't it? Because we got training for our businesses, we got education for our children that's been turned upside down. What do you think? How do we reconcile all
this?
Well,
it's definitely a huge issue, and I think the challenges are whether or not people have the mindset or recognize that even in today's chaos, they can't turn it off. They can't say, okay, wait a minute, things are out of control. Therefore, let's just stop and wait till it's over. And for individuals, for businesses, and I'll say particularly for small businesses, if you make the decision that the only thing you can do for the next few months, whatever the time frame is fight fires,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna end up maybe successfully fighting the fires, but there's gonna be nothing left when it ends, or your competition is gonna take the advantage of still learning new things today,
mm-hmm.
still looking for opportunities to do things differently. The curiosity that you mentioned to me is an absolute key. And that's who's going to have a much better chance of surviving this. I'm not a big fan of the new normal, but it looks like it's becoming the new normal.
Well, you know, I call it the new regular, because normal is just put in a halfway house for the pathologically nostalgic. But you're making an excellent point. And someone said to me one time, and I'll never forget this. He said, be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. Be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. And what they meant was, you know things, you think you know things, and now we come back to our buddy Joel Barker, our mutual friend Joel Barker, and your associate, who reintroduced us to the concept of paradigms and paradigm shifts.
Yep.
What we know and what we're comfortable with becomes paradigms that we build rules around, as Joel has taught us. We build rules for those paradigms. We're successful inside of those rules, and they're great until they're not.
Yep.
And if you aren't open to learning, if you aren't curious about what's next, you're going to go down with your paradigm. You're going to get to love your paradigm all the way into the spin, crash, and burn, as Richard Bach would say.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, Joel and I, we call that paradigm paralysis.
Yeah.
And yet understanding paradigms means that you are willing to look for what might be the next one, or maybe even create the next one. And that's one of the things we're seeing a lot of today. Mm-hmm. With businesses of all sizes, but we're seeing a lot of businesses be very innovative because they recognized, wait a minute, everything I knew about this particular business just got busted, just got shattered by the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm going to immediately take a look at what I'm doing and figure out if I can do something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the ways that I've said this, try to get this explained to small business owners, and from a practical standpoint, is what I call Blasingame's small business law of love. And that is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And see, that's one thing I think people get the idea, well, if I change, then I won't really be in the trucking business anymore. I won't really be in the vegetable business or the roofing business or whatever. But, you know, that's not it at all. It's just that whatever you're doing, people are still probably going to need that. They're just going to have different expectations about it. And if you're not keeping up with that, then you are a Tyrannosaurus Rex waiting to become extinct.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what is 19? What is COVID-19? What's the coronavirus pandemic done? Has it accelerated what we're talking about now?
I think so. It's accelerated, and there's good news about that because lots of people are experimenting with new things. And that's part of a growth attitude that says, okay, we've got to be willing to experiment with things. But the flip side of it is we're also seeing signs of people who are, on one hand, getting worn down by it, and that's understandable. Mm-hmm. This is all creating stress for us. And we need to learn how to manage that and deal with it, but still keep going. But we're also seeing a lot of signs of people who are giving up. And
those are the people who can't turn loose of their paradigms.
And, correct.
And the truth is, as sad as it is that they're not in business anymore, won't be in business, all that this coronavirus did for those people is it caused them to close this year instead of next year. And that's just tough love. Observation. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Jim Schreier, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.